Now, at the end of the valley, humility was the valley of the shadow of death. And Christian must needs pass through it, because the path to the celestial city doth lead directly there through. Now, this valley is a very solitary place, a wilderness, a land of deserts and pits, a land of drought and of the shadow of death, a land that no man but a Christian passeth through, and where no man dwelt. Now here Christian was worse put to it than in his fight with Apollyon, as you shall see. I saw then in my dream that when Christian was got to the borders of the shadow of death, there met him two men, children of the spies who had brought up an evil report of the good land, making haste to go back.
Ho, men! Whither off to in such a haste?
Back! Back!
And if life or peace be prized by you, we advise you to do the same.
Why? What be the matter?
Matter? What be the matter, he asks.
Well, what?
What lies ahead be the matter, that's what.
And what be that?
'Tis the valley of the shadow of death.
Aye, we were come right to the edge and had almost decided to enter in.
And would have too, but for the grace of God.
Aye, we were headed in and would have gone on, but that we were lucky enough to see ahead.
And what did you see?
Oh, truly God was merciful, for if we had gone but a little farther, we had not been here to bring the news to thee.
Aye.
But what did you see?
See? Why, the valley itself.
Aye, 'tis dark as burnt pitch in a dungeon.
What was there?
Hobgoblins.
Satyrs.
Dragons of the pit.
We heard also a continual howling and yelling, as of dying pilgrims who had lost their way.
And over the valley hung the discouraging clouds of confusion.
And spread over it at all times are the wings of death.
In brief, it is every whit dreadful, being utterly tangled and confused and without order.
Was the path through straight and narrow?
Aye, especially narrow.
Then I perceive from that, and from your description, that this is my way to the desired haven.
What? You will go on?
I must. The straight path leads to the promised land.
Nay, but to death. It is an evil land that doth eat up the inhabitants.
Aye, on the right side of the narrow road, there lies a very deep ditch,
in the which we saw bodies floating from all ages past, of the blind which had followed the blind.
'Tis the very ditch my lord did warn me of in my book.
And on the other hand, there is a very dangerous quag.
Aye, quicksand.
Into which, if even a good man falls, you will find no bottom for his feet.
'Tis the quag of pleasure, into which King David once did fall, and from which he barely escaped being smothered.
And thinkest thou to be a better man than he?
No, but I intend that by the keeping of my eyes on the light, that I shall be able to escape.
You will go forward yet?
Yes.
But it be so pitchly dark.
I would rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the light.
Thou be a fool.
I can do no other. God help me.
Well then, fare thee well. I trow that we shall hear no more of you.
Except for thy screams.
Aye.
Be gone, O foolish one.
But can you not wish me God's blessing?
Of a certain not.
Why not?
Because God has no blessings for fools.